welcome to episode 97 of the On the Level podcast.
Howdy.
Howdy, everybody. We are back. Second straight week. Breaking our own records.
Harder than it sounds, to be honest.
It's been really hard to get to episode 100, huh?
I think we've done over 100 in total.
Almost, I would say. There's some unnumbered episodes, right?
There's unnumbered episodes. There's been like a special episode. There's been like an interview that I don't think we titled or we numbered. But yeah, we're definitely over 100, but main episodes. We're on 97.
97. Close to 100. People don't think we'll get there.
Really?
People don't think we'll get there.
It's literally three episodes.
There are dark forces out there. I won't say who.
Dark forces.
Wishing us bad, Colton Bazinas.
Colton Bazinas. Shout out to, what's that podcast called? Too Big to Bail?
Too Big to Bail.
What's the most recent topic you guys did?
Oh, man.
Or movie, I guess?
Oh, we did Just Crazy Enough and Guest House.
Guest House. I remember that movie.
You remember it last
I remember
year?
When it, no, I remember like when it came out, but I never saw it.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's bad?
Yeah.
Damn.
But I re-recorded a new ad for everybody in the beginning of this podcast.
Oh, yeah. Do you like the ads? They're cute.
They're okay. I mean, I tried to make this one really short. It's like 30 seconds.
It's not a...
There's no funny business.
It's not Manscaped.
It's not Manscaped.
Which, by the way, I really need Manscaped. I haven't, like, groomed myself in a hot minute.
Need to take care of that.
They make it easy with the razor blade.
Just use a nail clipper.
A nail clipper to trim my pubes? Fuck no, dude. Are you kidding me?
You can always tweeze them out.
Individually, one by one. One by one. Apparently, there's a German author, according to Twitter here, and his name is Amon, and his last name is Gus. Have you heard of this guy?
He's a time traveler.
Time traveler?
Among Us. Amon Gus?
Amon Gus. I guess time travelers do walk among us.
Among Us. Wolf Among Us.
The Wolf Among Us 2. Isn't that coming out?
It's coming out sometime.
Are you looking for... Is that still developed by Telltale, or is it looking new?
No, it's Skybound. Robert Kurtzman's company.
Robert Kirkman?
Kirkman.
The Walking Dead guy?
Yeah.
Kirkman.
Kirkman?
Yeah.
He's a... He bought, like, I think the Walking... He just bought them, pretty much. Just bought all their IP and then hired ex-devs from there.
Because he could afford it.
Yeah, I mean, like, they got... Walking Dead is still going on.
Yeah, actually, they won't be named. Shout out if you're listening. A person I knew recently is still watching The Walking Dead, and I did not know that.
Who?
It's a coworker of mine. She told me that she watched The Walking Dead. It's not who you think it is.
Okay.
Shout out to Jessica. She's probably listening.
Why? But yeah,
I don't know. I guess she likes it.
God,
please don't give me shit for this. I don't like Walking Dead, but you know, to each their own.
To keep watching a show, it's like
I also don't like The Masked Singer. So
no one does. Masked Dancer is coming.
The Masked Dancer.
This is a family episode.
No curse words here?
We can curse. We're just keeping it in the family. Very, nothing planned for this episode.
1 week post coming to America.
Yeah. Still reacting.
What is
still,
your reflection
still
thought?
Healing.
Still healing.
Still healing.
A lot of people don't like it.
Not surprised. It's bad. It's really bad.
I know a lot of other like radio people and podcasters are afraid to say they don't like it because they've had contact with Eddie Murphy or they do business with Amazon, but a bad movie is a bad movie.
Bad movie, yeah. Amazon has made good movies and they can make bad movies. So.
What's another movie they made that was good? The Gift?
There's one.
Isn't The Gift an Amazon? Oh, Manchester by the Sea. That's an Amazon movie.
It is an Amazon movie. That's a good movie. Yeah. I like that movie a lot. Yeah.
Manchester by the Sea and no, Altered Carbon was Netflix. Mm-hmm.
That's bad.
Yeah. I guess my mind just went to like big budget things. But yeah, when Coming to America has been an interesting like
the
point
big
of
sick,
conversation.
The Big Sick was Amazon.
With Kumail Nanjiani. I was going to watch that the other night.
Ray Romano.
Oh, I got to watch that movie.
And
I can't remember the girl's name.
The lady. It's the lady.
Wait, I can't call a...
No, it's like... Who is the crazy lady in the Hateful Eight?
Oh,
Hunter or something?
No, so you're thinking of... the woman that we're questioning from The Big Sick is Holly Hunter.
That's, she's in The Big Sick.
She is the voice of... I want to say Elastigirl in Incredibles.
Harley Hunter.
And she's also in Man of Steel, or I'm sorry, Batman versus Superman.
Yeah,
with
she plays the congresswoman.
The congresswoman who blows up with pee on her desk. Yeah. But the Hateful Eight, you're thinking of Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Yeah. Damn.
Good movie, Hateful Eight. Way better than Coming to America.
Yeah. If we had to rank movies up based on their titles, I mean, in the numbered title, because it's the Hateful Eight. Not coming to America.
I see what you're doing there.
Hateful A is better, yeah.
Speaking of two, I watched a movie with Daniel Radcliffe called Guns Akimbo.
Oh, that's what Guns... You know what else? I thought you were talking about the man from the Iron Fists in that movie.
The man with the Iron Fists?
That's what I thought you were talking about.
The RZA, like, Kung Fu movie?
I thought you were talking about when you mentioned
talking
it. Was it good?
Daniel Radcliffe. It's like... it gave me, like, Watch Dogs Legion... cross that movie Nerve with Emma Roberts.
It looks like a James Gunn movie.
It's very James Gunny, Guardians of the Galaxy, like kind of grungy, edgy humor, but it's Daniel Radcliffe, so I mean, I kind of like anything he's in, to be honest. But the plot of the movie is like they staple guns to his hands.
Yeah, he has guns on his hands the whole
movie. And he can't remove them, and so it's funny watching him like trying to open a door or trying to go on his cell phone. Just a lot of funny bits.
Doesn't get old.
I mean, it's a short movie. It's like an hour 45, I think.
That's not short.
Yeah, any shorter, it wouldn't be a theatrical release.
Hour 26 is a movie.
No, I think an hour 30.
All right.
But it's short, you know. I forgot that the editing and the style in it is really like cool and interesting. They do a lot of cool like camera tricks and camera work. And
you love that, don't you?
It's like what's the Watch Dogs hacking group DedSec? How they're like... There's like, it's like people in a DedSec type thing watching Daniel Radcliffe. It's like a game. Have a drone flying around.
I'm just picturing the sounds from that Eric Andre bit where he's like, scanning you. I work for Google. I need to scan you.
Shout out to, what's that guy's name? from Flight of the Conchords and...
Jermaine Clements.
No. Welcome to Jumanji.
The New Zealand man.
His name is Rhys Darby.
Rhys Darby.
He's in that movie as a homeless person, and he made me laugh.
I like him.
Yeah, he's cool. But yeah, Guns Akimbo, I know it came out, 2017? 2019. Damn.
Who's the guy who was in District 13? What's that guy's name? District 9.
That was
District 13.
Charlton Copley.
We haven't seen him in a long time.
He was in Hardcore Henry. He was
That was like the last movie Charlton Copley was in, right?
Yeah. I think he's in
He was in Chappie.
Eric's favorite. District 9's good though.
I like District 9.
And I don't hate Chappie. It's not great, but
I haven't seen it since I first saw it. But I, you know what? I'll watch it again this week. I'll make it a goal of mine to watch it this week.
Did you like it because of Die Antwoord in it?
I thought it was like a very absurd. After Disco Elysium was like so like highfalutin with its plot, I'm like, oh, we are living above the miserable poor people.
Are you talking about Elysium?
Elysium. Disco Elysium is the game.
Disco Elysium is a video game, yeah.
Elysium was like just the plot of that. And like this one's just like robot gets out, develops a personality, and like fuck shit up a little bit, has fun.
Like
Die Antwoord.
Like Short Circuit.
Awesome. Yeah, it's awesome. It's very Short Circuit-y, right?
Yeah.
South African Chappie.
Charlton Copley was also in Free Fire with Brie Larson.
God, he was in that. I love
with
that.
Brie Larson and
who directed that movie, Jordan?
Ben Wheatley. Free Fire, huh?
Yeah, what's he working on now?
He's working on a movie called In the Earth.
Yeah.
And it's a horror film.
Yeah.
And it stars a lot of people I don't know. And
it's Ben Wheatley.
Just looks like a low budget. What else is Ben? Is he known? Is Ben Wheatley a known?
Dude, he did Free Fire, man. He
aside
did
from
Rise.
That.
He did
He did Doctor Who.
Yeah, I mean, he did High Rise with Tom Hiddleston. It's a really good movie.
I don't think I've ever seen High Rise.
It's a really good movie.
The cover actually reminds me a lot of that video game Deathloop.
Yeah. And he's like known for like his thing is that, a lot of people do this now, but he edits while he films.
Oh shit!
So like that's he'll hard. Shoot something and then he'll edit it and then put it together, then show the people, then they'll just keep filming and editing it.
It sounds time consuming.
It saves time though at the end, because when they have just to set it to the editing house, they don't have to do much, just add effects, camera coloring,
right,
and then just take it to post After Effects and stuff.
So Ben Wheatley's coming out with this movie, In the Earth. It's a horror film. What's the last like good horror film that came out? Can you remember?
Hereditary,
Midsommar. Is that it?
Midsommar came after Hereditary.
Yeah, it came after.
I'll
tell you a horror movie that my girlfriend made me watch last weekend. Dinner for Schmucks.
That's a horror movie?
It's fine. It was dated.
I remember when I watched it when it came out.
What do you think of it?
At the time, I still feel like it's a mean-spirited movie.
Because they invite a guy over to like fuck with him for dinner.
They invite a bunch of people over to fuck
Granted,
with them.
We did not finish it. It's one of her favorite movies. So
it's one of your favorite movies is Dinner for Schmucks?
It's a favorite. It's a Nacho Libre. My girlfriend is in the room, by the way. The audience of one. But
that's fair.
It has Paul Rudd and Steve Carell in it. I mean,
yeah,
pretty fun cast. It's just one of those like 2010 kind of dated comedies.
Remember that movie Date Night with
Tina Fey
and Steve Carell?
Yeah.
I remember taking my friends to go see that because I was like, it's gonna be funny, and then they hated it.
I've started over the years. I'm realizing like comedy in general is just so subjective. It's almost hard to show anybody anything and expect them to think it's funny, especially movies. I think I saw what was that movie Cock Blockers with John Cena. I went to go see that thinking I was going to hate it, and I thought it was really funny.
Mm.
But it's a movie I would never have expected to like in my life.
Yeah. What's that, Mariska?
Hmm?
That English girl, she was like, oh, do a Jamaican accent.
Balengde.
Balengde.
Balengde. Shout out to Jamaica. What up?
Shout out to the family.
This Friday, March 19th, is... Disney Plus is The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Come on, Eric. You're in or you're out, bro?
I'm out.
You heard it here first, folks. Eric is officially out.
It's like we're playing this fictitious game of you're at the mall and you put the hand on the car and the last person to put your hand on the car wins.
I'm telling you.
You're playing that game right now and I'm out. I can't do this.
The minute I start thinking that the storytelling in this Marvel shit is bad or the effort is bad or lazy. I don't think it's lazy or bad yet, but it's got some cracks here and there. The last episode of WandaVision felt very like Disney Channel original movie-esque, but I like Falcon and Winter Soldier, so I'll see what they got going on.
Yeah. They definitely have something happening.
You guys will hear about that from me.
I'll tell you what, if they end up kissing at the end of it, I'll watch it.
Falcon and Winter Soldier make out.
If they like become a couple, I'd definitely watch it.
That would be insane if they
did
that.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be cool, but they would have to make it work. They would have to make it work like Korra, how they made Korra ending lesbian. It worked, though.
Bucky, I love you.
Disney's first interracial superhero couple.
I'd watch that show immediately.
See, but then they have to show up in the Avengers, the next Avengers, and it's going to be like...
What about anything?
Well, none of the Avengers are going to be privy to Falcon and Winter Soldier falling in love.
Now.
Yeah,
what?
Exactly. What's his name? Steve Rogers is going to be like, what the fuck?
What?
Where was I? When did this happen?
Why didn't you invite me over?
Shout out to Steve Rogers, though. Yeah.
He's done. He's with me, man. I'm with him.
Steve Rogers?
We're done.
I think Robert Downey Jr. said he might come back. He said, never say never.
You're either in or you're out, all right? You don't want to make any more Iron Man movies and you're out.
He said, never say never, man. You never had that paycheck, fat paycheck just waiting for you?
How much more money does he possibly need? How much more money? Come on. You already did it all. Either make more Iron Man movies or not.
He tried doing Dr. Dolittle and that didn't go so well.
You're either in or you're out, all right?
One of my coworkers asked me if I was watching Lois and Superman. And I said...
On CW?
I said, nah, man, I'm sorry.
Who was watching that?
Somebody. I can't.
The same person's also watching Batwoman.
Oh, is that still happening?
Yes. I think it already aired those.
There's just too much...
Without Ruby Rose.
There's just too much content. Who's watching all this stuff?
Kevin Smith.
Your boy, Kevin Smith. I know he lost a lot of weight, didn't he?
Yeah, he had a heart attack or something and scared him half to death.
That sucks, dude.
Yeah.
Heart attacks are not the move.
Gotta pray away.
I know last week we did mention The Farewell. I did watch that. I thought it was great.
It was good.
Yeah.
I liked all the Chinese stuff.
Chinese food. It was just cool seeing...
What's that Monster Hunter joke?
Oh, he goes, oh, man. I can't remember the context, but he just goes, Chinese. What kind of knees? What kind of knees are these or something?
Chinese.
God. Between Monster Hunter and what other video game movie is coming out?
Uncharted.
Oh, Uncharted. It's not going to be good.
That's going to be... what's going to end up being better, that or the Tomb Raider reboot?
Well, the Tomb Raider reboot already has movies.
But which the new Tomb Raider movie, if compare that to the, will it be as bad, worse, or better than the new?
I remember when we saw the Tomb Raider film, I was super sick.
I remember, like, I don't really
You drove, and I was in the passenger seat of your car, like, blowing my nose like crazy.
I don't. I honestly don't remember. I remember.
We saw it at Waterford Lakes.
Did I fall asleep during that movie?
I don't know.
Sounds like I remember like the beginning and then the ending.
I fell asleep when we saw Frozen 2.
Yeah.
Because I had a lot of alcohol. But
yeah, it's easy to sleep through that, right?
I think Tomb Raider will be the sequel if they're still doing that.
I think they are. But like, is that?
I think Alicia Vikander is a better actor than Tom Holland. He was in that movie recently that just came out.
God, was Chaos
it,
something.
Is it Bully or no?
No, it's like this movie, Chaos Walking or something.
Tom Holland.
Holland.
He was in Avengers Endgame. No, I'm sorry. I'm talking about Cherry. It's a Russo Brothers like action film.
Oh, that's supposed to be bad, right?
Yeah, I heard it wasn't good.
Another movie that he was in where he...
You're right.
Like,
it's called Chaos Walking.
Chaos Walking.
His most recent film.
And that movie, do you know the premise of that movie?
Daisy Ridley?
This is the movie
that... Oh, that everyone thought was terrible.
It is terrible. It's out. And the premise of the movie is that, like, everybody can hear men's thoughts.
Just men?
Just men. That's the whole movie.
Ay. I see. I'm looking at an IMDb here. Chaos Walking. It shows Daisy Ridley and Tom Holland running.
I want to watch
Mads Mikkelsen is in it.
Yeah, Nick Jonas is in it.
David Oyelowo, the British black guy that played Martin Luther King in Selma.
He was in also the Gringo something.
Yeah. This movie looks... terrible.
It's bad.
It kind of reminds me of the Matrix guys, Jupiter Ascending. Just like with the male female hot lead in the movie's trash. And like this, I remember a year or so ago we heard that this Tom Holland film got
pushed and then
like shelved, and then another studio had to buy it, and now they're releasing it
because it's all they have. It's like, fucking, we have to release something now.
Yeah.
Tom Holland, Daisy Ridley?
I wanted to say movies are dead, but you're keeping up somehow. Watching movies.
I mean, it's just I'm just watching movies. Like, I'm just watching the stuff that I would have watched anyway in the theaters.
Like Free Guy? Ryan Reynolds.
No.
You don't like Free Guy?
Free Guy. I watched... you've seen The Big Lebowski, correct?
I've seen it once, but I was very stoned on edibles.
Remember the John Turturro character?
Yes.
He wrote and directed a movie called The Jesus Rolls, which is about that character.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched it last night. And
bad.
A lot of people hate it. I actually liked it. I thought it was like really Greasy Strangler-ish.
It's the character that John Turturro played from Big Lebowski in his own movie.
Called Jesus Rolls. The Jesus Rolls. I liked it. I thought it was really funny.
What year did this come out?
Came out last year.
Oh, so it's a
recent. The trailer, the music is so good. The music, like the OST to the whole, like...
I see. It's like a bowling, like...
It's not bowling at all. They only bowl once.
But his character was, like, in prison or something?
His character was arrested for indecent exposure to a minor.
Oh, yeah.
And they reference it, the way that he wrote it in, it was that he was at a urinal, and a little kid looked at his penis and said, wow, that's big. And he was like, yeah, I have to get special underwear made for it. And then somebody was overhearing him, and then they arrested him.
It has a 4.3 out of 10 on IMDb.
Is
it that bad?
No, it's not. It's Greasy Strangler, man. I'm telling you.
It looks well shot. I'm looking at the Jesus Rolls. It's like...
There's a I like that. I don't know. I really I don't know.
Pete Davidson, John Hamm.
Pete Davidson's like hardly in it. John Hamm is hardly in it.
Just a lot of cameos.
It's just Bobby, whatever, Valentino, whatever.
Cannavale.
Yeah. Cavahill and John Turturro. It's and this French actress.
Guess how long that runtime is?
Hour 26.
Yep. Yeah.
So it's just, good, though. It's just
under theatrical release time.
I liked it. It was really strange.
I kind of like what I'm seeing. It's
the trailer cool. is awesome. Trailer's great.
I'm just looking at the poster here, but
it's on the Hulu if you want to watch it.
John Turturro. He's in
written director. I thought it was I don't know. I thought it had like a style to it. I liked it.
He's a good actor. I enjoy him. I think I remember him as in that show with Tony Shalhoub called Monk.
I never watched Monk.
He was Monk's brother, and then he was in Transformers. The first one.
Yeah, he was.
Actually, he's in like all three of them, the first three.
Yeah, I mean, that was his like paychecks, baby.
Yeah, and he's also in Do the Right Thing by Spike Lee.
He had a really good interview with Marc Maron a while ago. What's it like 2 years ago? Maybe a year ago
on the What the Fuck podcast,
the WTF podcast with Marc
Maron. WTF? That's cool, man. I don't think I've watched anything else. I think I'm planning on starting Always Sunny, like from the beginning. I've never
funny.
Seen it.
It's funny,
and
it's
I've
funny.
Seen episodes where I've laughed. So I'm confident that I'll enjoy it.
I like it a lot, and I think it is funny. It does hold up, and I think you've
already seen it, so like imagine watching all.
I think it's something I would watch again because like it's like one of those shows that I have watched like twice, but it's also like a show that.
What are you trying to say, Eric?
Let me just say it like this. The enemy of the show, Colton Vazinas, hates this show. And I'm trying to be like, he doesn't like it because it would just be playing at the wood shop all the time.
Where he worked?
Where he lived.
Oh, even better.
And it was just...
Well, who cares about what Colton thinks? This isn't the Colton.
I know, but I just know he doesn't like it. And, you know, I just got to give another side. Like, I like it. I just, it's not for everybody.
And you also, you don't like the Marvel shit, so
yeah, and he likes it.
Yeah, so everyone's got their thing, bruh.
Yeah,
everyone's got their thing. You play any Among Us this week?
No, but I did watch. Let me see,
the Sonic the Hedgehog film.
I watched Promising Young Women.
I've never heard of it.
You have heard of it. It's about the woman who goes to bars and pretends she's drunk, and. Freaks out guys.
I don't think I've ever heard of it.
You've never seen the poster?
I've seen the poster. I'm looking at it. But I don't.
It got a bunch of it's like an indie film that got a bunch of awards and stuff early on in late 2020.
I see it has your boy Bo Burnham in it.
He's not my boy, but he is good in it.
He's not your boy.
I thought it was okay.
Promising Young Woman.
A lot of bisexual lighting. Your favorite?
My favorite. Did you see King Kong's poster with its bisexual lighting?
I did.
King Kong, they're going to kiss, bro.
I did fulfill my promise, and I watched Inherent Vice. And I got to say, Quentin Tarantino definitely watched this before making Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Really?
Because a lot of this, like, the same, it's shot in during the same time period, and a lot of, like, the same radiant of the radio bits.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yes.
almost exactly the same.
Inherent Vice has Joaquin Phoenix, right?
Joaquin Phoenix, yeah. It's done by Paul Thomas Anderson.
Who is different from the Monster Hunter Resident Evil director, mm-hmm. Paul W. Anderson? I think they're brothers or something.
What are they going to be brothers naming the same name?
Look up the director of Monster Hunter, who is married to Mila Jovovich. His name is Paul Thomas Anderson, I think.
No, Paul Thomas Anderson's Inherent Vice.
Well,
I'm looking it up.
Eric's fact checking that.
Paul W.S. Anderson.
Oh my God, that's too close though. That's too close.
I mean, he definitely
like
uses his name to get shit.
Paul W.S. Anderson. Yeah.
It's like, remember when Bill Murray said, "Oh, I'll do Garfield. You know, I work with the Coen brothers," and it was like a different Coen brothers.
Is that true?
That's the rumor.
Oh, God.
And he got roped in. He's like, oh, it's not the Coen brothers.
I remember when that Garfield movie came out. I was really excited and just felt so flat.
Yeah, my uncle was really hyped for it.
But what are you even expecting? Like, what do you expect? Look at Tom and Jerry. Look at my girlfriend. I showed her The Croods earlier.
The Croods.
Not the whole movie, just a clip. And she's like, these suck. Like, animated movies like that suck these days.
What is that? They shut down that studio.
Blue Sky?
Blue Sky,
I think, yeah. It was Blue Sky. Yeah. I've seen The Croods. It's fine. I heard The Croods 2 was like, people liked it. But I think I'm actually going to wait to watch Raya and the Last Dragon because I think it's going to be free on Disney Plus in like June.
Eventually.
In like June.
Yeah.
So I can wait till June to Same. Not. I do want to see it, though.
Mm-hmm. I heard it was good.
It sucks that they make movies like Soul free, but a movie like Raya, you have to pay. Like, what's the difference?
Raya is a Princess Disney movie.
Is that what it is? And Soul is like a black guy that turns into a cat.
Soul is a Pixar movie. Raya is a Disney movie.
But the Pixar movies are of more quality to me.
Yeah, you're barking up the wrong tree.
Yeah, I guess.
Talk to Mr. Disney.
Did you celebrate on Mario Day on March 10th?
Did you do anything? I did. I put on my Mario outfit and I went outside and I started jumping up and down.
And you ordered a Krispy Kreme donut?
I ordered a signature Mario donut. Ate that.
I am still playing Mario Galaxy. It's a great game. I like it. I recommend it. It goes away at the end of March. You can't buy it anymore.
Oh no, they're never going to release it again.
You better get yours now.
Better get it now, or they're never going to release it again.
They'll release it again. Just in the Disney vault opens in 20 years.
They're putting it in the Disney vault. They're not going to make their own vault. They're just going
to. I mean, Nintendo is basically the Disney of video games at this point.
Oh, yeah, duh.
They have their land. They prices never go down on their stuff.
Are you sad that the Universal Disneyland won't open for another 2 years?
No, because I couldn't go either way. So maybe in 2 years I get to go.
But would you be there day one if they opened?
Wait, you're talking about the Orlando one?
Yeah. The Orlando one's not opening for until 2023.
Damn, I didn't know that. I thought they postponed the Japan one.
No, Japan's open. I think they're opening it soon, or it's like
it's already open like last week or something.
Preview is open, but the because they're doing that Fantastic World whatever.
Oh,
that
yeah.
whole separate park. So it's stuck in the middle between all that. So they have to finish the whole park before they can.
That really sucks because we're talking about getting Universal passes to go again, and I was like,
and they're really cheap now for Universal passes. Apparently, if you want to get, there's some good deals.
You trying to go?
I'd get in on that.
We also still got to do a Busch Gardens trip.
We do got to do that.
You live in Florida and you're listening to this. We'll have a Busch Gardens day. Just meet us there, pay for our tickets, or we'll sit next to you on the rides.
Yep. We'll get all the vaccine. We'll get the vaccine the same day.
Osmosis Jones, baby.
What was I gonna say? I'm not sure what movie I think I want to watch. Nice Guys this week.
The Nice Guys.
The Nice Guys.
That's a good one.
Cause it's that it's that same type of time period. I think
Nice Guys is like a watered down, but Once Upon a Time in Hollywood gets really crazy.
I would say more actiony.
Nice Guys is more. Like a buddy cop.
Yeah, buddy movie. Cop stereotypical movie. Yeah. Which it's is fun. Good. I love that movie.
I recommend it.
Shane Black. Shane Blacked. Black.com.
What's today? We're in March.
Yep.
Stimulus checks are on the horizon.
Stimmies are on the way, y'all.
Eric's been playing PS5. I don't know. It's like, I don't think it's worth buying a PS5 right now.
Look, I mean, you can if you wanted to.
Exactly.
You can't even buy one.
They make it hard to buy, and it's expensive. It's not that it's expensive, but it's expensive during this, like, you know, economically hard time for most people.
I mean, people want to spend that stimmy on a PS5 now. But, like, people want to spend the stimmy, dude.
What are they going to play?
They just want it. People don't know. They just want it. People want the PS5. It's the fastest selling PlayStation console.
Yeah, I've shaken that a while ago. Like, I love the PS4 Pro. Everything I've been playing looks great. I mean, I kind of want to play Dark Souls. I'll give it a shot.
It's just, you just can't find it. You can't pull the old Jordan Allen, walk into a Best Buy and say, oh, yeah, we just got some PS5.
Yeah, remember how confident I was that I'd be able to walk into
that
store? Oh,
man, I shot you down so fast, so hard when you said that. I was like, dude, you're not going to find it.
I mean, we did consider the supply constraint at the time when we were talking about.
I told everybody, like, you're not going to be able to find it. Like, you're going to have to, like.
Who's your source?
C.
CM.
CM. C-U-M.
C-C. C-C me TV.
C-C BP.
But, yeah, I mean, it's like there just hasn't been anything worth playing.
I mean, there's just nothing coming out.
Unless you just like playing fucking Warzone all day.
Be People love Warzone.
People love Apex.
I hate Apex.
I don't hate it, but I tried downloading it and getting back into it, and I'm just like, nah. I'd rather just play Warzone, sadly.
I haven't played Warzone in forever. Long time.
What have you been playing? Still that weird...
I haven't played Persona Strikers.
Forgot it came out.
In a long time. I don't know. I'm not in the mood to play anything, so I'm just playing Death Stranding again.
Be alone.
I just like the walking and like putting the package in and just putting on a podcast and just.
I do find it quite strange that you and I both went back to a Hideo Kojima game, randomly.
Yeah.
Because I started Metal Gear Solid 5 officially.
Yeah.
I've fucked around with it in the past. I've never played it, but now I'm playing it. I'm still really early, but I was like. I took the time to learn all the controls because there's so much going on in that game. Like,
do you like the? You played the opening before, right?
Yeah, I played the Phantom Pain. Yeah, no.
Like the opening where you're in the
Ground
hospital.
Ground Zeroes?
No, the hospital.
Oh yeah. The opening of the game when there's like the you're on the horse.
Yeah.
Cool, it was great. Game. It was cool. But I'm excited to be in the open world and like hide in the box and shit. And I'm really just playing it as preparation for the remake because when that comes out, I want to have any type of context at all. I don't really have any context.
It's not going to give you anything.
I know two of you play as Raiden for most of the game, and you play as Snake for a little bit in the beginning and a little bit at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And then I know four because I remember when that came out on the PS3, that was a big deal. But I don't really know the story.
That's the last game, and sequentially. I mean,
and then Ground Zeroes and then Phantom Pain.
Yeah.
But the remake, supposedly, I would assume within the next 2-3 years. It'll happen. There's enough rumor out there that it'll happen.
I don't know.
It'll get announced at least. You didn't see the Death Stranding statue on Phil Spencer's desk?
That doesn't mean anything.
Hey man, he wore a Rare shirt.
If anything, it means we're gonna put Death Stranding on Xbox.
We'll put Death Stranding in Smash Bros.
Play as Sam.
I made that prediction before one of the Smash Bros.
He
events.
Does say Princess Peach and Mario in it, right? At the end of the game.
Princess Mario and Beach or
something.
Will
you be my Princess Mario?
Yeah.
My Princess Beach.
Princess Beach.
Yeah.
Are you excited for Resident Evil 8? That's coming up soon.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
That and Ratchet
it comes
and Clank.
Out. It's no. What comes? It comes out the day
on my birthday.
On your birthday, so I'll be in Seattle.
Yeah.
Which is
looking at that Last of Us 2 inspiration.
I want to play a little bit of Last of Us 2 before I go back to Seattle.
Yeah. You're gonna see the needle?
Yeah, we're gonna see it all.
Why don't you just play Infamous Second Son? Again,
I should. I should play all those.
Have
games.
You platinumed it?
No,
it's
I think
easy...
I need. I think one more trophy. I think.
And the last trophy was playing the game again as the opposite Karma.
I think I already did that. Daddy.
Yeah, The Last of Us 2 and Infamous Second Son both take place in Seattle. Does Wolf Among Us take place in Seattle?
No, that's like a fictional New York, I believe. But I'm going to Seattle. You can catch me there May 6th through the 11th. I'll be at the Funny Bone in 6-1 Washington. We'll be doing three nights of stand-up comedy, me and my opener, Colton.
Hell yeah.
Colton's into this new physical type of comedy where it's just him pulling stuff out of a bag, tripping on stage, rolling off, doing a roly-poly, and...
Just being like a big Three Stooge all in the one.
He's actually does a bit where he is all Three Stooges at the same time.
At the same time. That sounds pretty good.
It's pretty impressive, and it's going to cost $300 to see us in person. We're going to be at the Saskatchewan Funny Bone.
$300.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we deserve. But I am really going to Seattle, and I'm very excited.
First time, right?
Oh, yeah, I always wanted to go.
Now you've been to D.C., and you've been to the other D.C., Washington state.
Daniel Cormier.
They released that Netflix, as in they, released that Godzilla anime trailer.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's called Godzilla Singular Point or something like that.
Yes.
Single Point.
Singularity.
Singular Point. All I got to say is we are getting Kong versus Godzilla, but we're also getting that anime.
Anime is done by, has, I think it's Studio Bones and Orange.
It looks great.
Those two studios are Bones, Masters of 2D Animation, and Orange, Masters of 3D Animation. So it's going to be a nice little combination.
It looks like a combination, and it's cool seeing their take on all of the, if you're listening and you haven't seen
Jet
it.
Jet Jaguar looks cool.
Jet Jaguar is a big robot man, and Anguirus looked cool. All the monsters got kind of like remake models a little bit.
Godzilla looks completely they showed different.
Gigan, like a... he looked different. Yeah. And Godzilla looks strange. But
looks like he has big legs.
I like that with Shin Godzilla, that film. They changed his appearance in that as well. So I'm always here for a new Godzilla iteration.
Newzilla?
Is it like a, it's like a show, like an anime show, yeah. like episode. You know
it's
how
like
many
a
episodes?
Real anime. I think it's probably 12 episodes.
Yeah, I recommend everybody check that out. It
comes out what?
I don't know if there's a date on it.
I think there is.
I'll double check right now, though. 2021, the year of Godzilla?
The year of the Zilla.
Even though we got a Godzilla movie like... 2 years ago, that was pretty shitty.
Yeah.
So it's called Singular Point Godzilla, and it comes out April 2021.
Yeah.
I think it's scheduled to release March 25th, and then on Netflix March 25th, and then TV in April.
Okay.
So hell yeah, looks cool.
I'm very excited.
Damn,
for
Godzilla's thick.
Yeah, he's a thick kid in that.
Or female, I don't know. Sometimes Godzilla's a girl.
What's his pronouns or what's their pronouns? We don't know.
Hey, man. Who cares when you got thick thighs like that? You see this?
I've seen him, yeah. He looks big. He's a big boy.
It looks like a woman, though, like a female, like about to lay a bunch of eggs.
It's a lunch lady.
Lunch lady body. It's a giant dump. Look at Rodan. I'm just, if you're listening, you should probably Google all these photos, but.
Looks like a fucking pterodactyl.
Yeah, you know, I'm here for it. Yeah, man.
Can't get enough of my Dunkachino.
You're still on this Dunkachino thing?
I gotta say, I love... It's my favorite Twitter account is Daily Dunkachino.
It reminds
Dude,
me
it's
of
like,
a...
It's, it, you think it's just a Dunkachino video every day, but it's no. It's a different type of Dunkachino video.
Some
one of
edit.
Them, yeah, it's like... One of them is like... It's Dunkachino, but he doesn't know who. So you know the part where it was like, I know it was you. He's like, he doesn't know who, so just skips that part.
It reminds me of that account I followed called like the same photo of, was it like Adam Sandler every day?
Yes.
It reminds me of that, but probably a little bit more creative. I got to say, my favorite Twitter account has to be the one less than perfect shot.
That one's great.
That account is one of the best accounts I've ever followed. I recommend it.
I started following this one called Dudes Posting Their W's.
Mm-hmm.
And it is wholesome content, but it's just like, I can't.
It's wholesome content, but
it's
you can't
very,
talk about it.
It's very wholesome, but it's like, it's, some of it is like kind of cringy, but then there's like some good stuff where just like dudes just posting their W's like, dude, like this one is like some dumb TikTok.
It's a guy,
He's like, he's just posting their W's, man.
Putting his arm around a girl, and then and a
like,
stranger
helps him
helps
do it.
Him reach.
There's one where like this dude's like, oh, I saved this thing. I saved this little...
He saved the creature.
I saved this little deer. And he's like, all right, dude's posting their W's.
Hell yeah, man. You got to post a picture of you on there now. Submit it.
You got to find a way.
Yeah.
We gotta tell people, we got to get more iTunes reviews, 5-star reviews. We only have 10 right now.
Hey, that's pretty good.
So we need more. We need everybody. This is the ad for this week.
BitConnect.
Rate us 5 stars on iTunes. We all know you have iPhones because we can tell.
We can tell where you're listening.
We know where you are.
We know where you are.
We know where you're listening. Stevenson Ranch, California.
California.
We know where you're listening.
Santa Clarita, Hemingway Drive.
We know where you're at. And if you don't start fucking posting 5-star reviews, we're going to send something.
You don't even
to
have
you.
To share it. I don't even care if you share it.
People, yeah, just post 5-star reviews. Make different accounts. I don't care.
Make different accounts. I forgot what I was going to mention to you. I actually just saw it. Oh, NFTs. Do you care about this NFT nonsense?
It is strange. It is. I don't understand it. I understand that what it is that people are bidding for non-fungible tokens, which are now, they're selling it as art.
Just a rare digital art piece.
A rare digital art piece.
One of a
you
kind.
Kind of own, but not really, because it's just a JPEG.
Yeah, I think it's a bunch of bullshit.
It is a bunch of bullshit.
It's like it's essentially like trying to start a Bitcoin-esque.
Yes, it is.
A new Bitcoin-esque currency.
So, last week on the High Vertical podcast with me and Nick, we were talking about there's this website that sells, it's through the NBA, and they sell NBA NFTs, and they're selling highlights like, buy all of Steph Curry's threes. Buy this Steph Curry three-pointer.
Yeah, for like $2,000 or
something.
$2,000.
I'm like, what? Who is buying
this? But you can still just Google that clip and see it online.
Yeah, you could download the MP4 and have it.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
It kind of sounds like no sense. I've been comparing it to like when people buy great value at Walmart something versus the brand name. It's just that. You don't own the brand name of the clip or whatever, but you own like a rip off YouTube or some bullshit. But at that point, it's like it only matters to certain people. Like, we're not
going
to care.
It's just a strange way. And like artists are making art money through this.
In the case of the case of H3H3, Ethan was selling an NFT of his gold Vape Nation, like a artwork, and he attached a copy of the Vape Nation video to it.
Yeah, but they don't own the video.
But they don't own the video, and that original video is still on YouTube. So if he had like removed the original video off YouTube and the only video that existed was attached to the NFT, I get that for value.
Yeah. But it's like when Martin Shkreli bought the Wu-Tang album.
Yes, pretty much just
like,
that.
But it's not like that though.
No, it's
worse than that because
you don't actually own anything.
You don't own anything.
At least Martin Shkreli owned a physical copy of the Wu-Tang album.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like Dan on the H3 podcast said it's like an autograph.
Yeah.
Which I think is pretty accurate because like you don't own the signature. You mean you just sound like Trump there.
Yeah, but it's still kind of. But I don't know. I think it is obviously just a new bubble.
I want to invest in a company with stocks who are doing NFTs because I do think it's going to continue to blow
up. It's going
to
go up, but
it's going to go up for a while.
I don't think it will last.
No. I think the time to buy in is probably it's not now, but I think it's still a fine time to buy in.
The only reason I knew about what NFTs were about a month and a half ago is because Logan Paul was talking about it on his podcast when he was buying those Pokemon cards.
You know, he's escaping to Puerto Rico to escape taxes.
Going to Puerto Rico to escape taxes. And I saw a TikTok of a girl that owned a house and owned land in Puerto Rico. And she was crying because I guess an American company bought the land that was behind her house and they're building it into like condos on the beach. And that's like her family's land or whatever the fuck. So I could see how the Puerto Ricans would be upset with Logan Paul moving to Puerto Rico and whiting the place up.
Those Puerto Ricans.
Yeah.
Can't say that. I've been there.
You've been there?
It's just
how
like
many times?
I've been there twice.
Did you see the cannons on the...
Yes.
On the Fort Knox, yeah. Fort Knox in Puerto Rico.
Actually, I've been there three times.
Three?
Once on a cruise, we stopped at for like a night there. Second time, and I was like I think I was like 13, and the last time was like 17, 16.
What do you remember about it?
It's like Miami, Florida.
Just the island of Miami?
It's the island of Miami. People speak English and Spanish. And
yeah, they learn English in schools there.
Oh, the food was really good. It's really good food.
Of course, the food is great, man. Food is great.
But other than that, I can't recommend it.
Yeah, I think the difference is...
Oh, the drinking age is 18 there.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, that matters. But if you want to escape to a paradise on spring break, I would not go to Puerto Rico.
Logan Paul will be there drinking, probably.
I mean, he'd probably be hitting on the 16-year-old girls. Whoa!
I don't even know if he drinks, because he's, like, watching his diet for boxing.
So he can get his face punched?
You know. I'm not a Jake Paul or Logan Paul fan by any means, but
how
often
do you watch his podcast? Answer the question.
I watch his podcast depending on the guests.
Did he watch?
He had Mike Tyson on, and I watched that. And he had Tekashi 6ix9ine on, and I watched that.
He had somebody on recently that you watched probably.
He had Tim Dillon on.
You watched that?
I watched that. But I mean,
you know the dynamics. You know the theme song.
I know. No, I don't know the theme song. You know. I don't think there is a theme song. I just know that fucking crackhead Mike is the co-host on there, but I actually think I enjoy him more than Logan. I think he's more entertaining. But he like dated a porn star and was like a heroin addict and shit. You know, he's got character. Character.
Cool guy.
I did watch Wet Hot American Summer again, and I gotta say that movie is 10 out of 10. Perfect. Recommend it to everybody on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Amazon Prime with your Prime subscription.
Remember when it was on Netflix?
Yeah, it's weird that it's not, because the show is still on Netflix, but the movie is on Amazon.
Weird.
I hate that.
I hate them.
I hate all the orphans in the whole world. Gamma gang?
Gamma gang.
I hate them.
I hate them.
Yeah, man. It's been a low... It's been a...
low-key week.
A low-key week for
we're
me.
We're grinding.
Just working.
Just a couple of working studs.
Saving money, playing. I mean, like, I'm watching a lot of YouTube, really. Trying to invest money. Bought some AMC stock again. It's going up. AMC is opening up some California.
Watch that GMC.
You watching any G4 on YouTube in their return?
No, but somebody I saw just got named the host of X Play or something.
Oh. I know Adam Sessler's back in that.
That crack butt.
Good for him. I used to enjoy his content a lot. I don't find him very entertaining anymore, but no. Respect to the guy. He's a legend for sure.
Shout out to Kevin Pereira, man.
Kevin Pereira?
He was my favorite.
I like him. Shout out to Kevin Coelho, too. That kind of
Shout
funny.
Shout out to Sarah Underwood.
Sarah Underwood.
Oh, come on, dude.
Sarah Underwood.
She was on X-Play. No, she was on Attack
House
of the
of
Show.
House of Cards?
She was on... You don't remember Sarah Underwood?
I remember
from Attack the Show?
I don't think so.
Attack of the Show?
I just remember Kristen Holt from
She
Chi,
would do like the Olivia funny Mon. Internet. She was like, it was Candace Bailey, Kevin Pereira, and Sarah Underwood. And she would like do like a rundown stuff.
Did she have long brunette hair?
She has blonde hair. She was a short little Asian girl.
Shannon?
Sarah Underwood. S-A-R-A Underwood.
I'm looking this up.
That was my Attack of the Show. Shout out Garrett, because I know if he's listening right now, he is like, how do you not know Sarah Underwood?
Dude,
Garrett has named.
Oh, I do remember her. Yeah. Oh, shit. Wow.
She's awesome.
I remember her.
She was
very...
a Playboy playmate or
yeah,
something.
I was going to say porn, but I didn't want to jump the gun.
Softcore, I think she did. Remember she did that? Oh, my God. If you were on Pornhub during the 2014, maybe 2013, there was a video of her doing naked yoga.
Yep. Yeah. Shout out
if you're there during that time. Men of Culture, where you at?
Men of Culture have gathered. Are you going to get Crash 4 on the Switch?
On the Switch? Why would I get it on the Switch?
I don't know, dude. It is on the PS 5 and 4. Pretty good.
Yeah.
When does Snyder Cut come out?
I think next week.
Are you watching that?
Yeah, apparently Kurt wants to do a party for it.
Where at in Sarasota?
Or St. Pete.
All the listeners show up to Colton Bazinas' house at 136 Hemingway Drive, Sarasota, Florida.
Bring your Steve-O merchandise so Colton will sign it for you.
I believe the Snyder Cut comes out...
Can I guess the date?
March 18th, so Friday. Or Thursday? Thursday.
19th now, these are our final predictions for the Snyder Cut, I guess. Or is it going to be good, Jordan? Will it be better than the original
cut? I heard from a few people that the extended director's cut of Justice League or Batman v Superman was better than the theatrical cut. Not saying it's a good movie, but I heard like there was context there. Remember watching that movie, felt like shit was cut out?
Yes.
It like flowed better. So I have a small inkling that like the movie won't be as bad, but I still think it'll be not good.
I don't think it'll be good. Will it be worse, though?
I don't know. I don't think so. Cause it
will be longer.
When I saw the Joss Whedon...
That's definitely not working.
When we saw the Joss Whedon cut of Justice League, it felt like stuff was cut out. It felt like shit was forced and rushed. And tonally, like, it had a Zack Snyder like feel. But there were like scenes of like Flash and Superman being goofy and funny.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like... I kind of liked it, but not in the Zack Snyder-esque like style. So I was like, this is at least is like all one director's cohesive like image. I like 300. I like Watchmen. So
shout out to his best movie. We all know it.
Dawn of the Dead?
No, we're going to say it on three. One, two, three. Sucker
Man
Punch.
Of the Steel. I said Man of the Steel.
Man of the Steel. Sucker Punch, dude. Come
I don't
on.
Think Sucker Punch is his best. I think 300
is... It's the one
300
where...
is definitely better.
Sure, but like I don't know, I felt like it's the only one that I could look back and see. I'll watch it again. But like I always thought, I thought like it had a cool like I don't know. It's an all female cast pretty much, and they're all awesome and cool and badass, and like they do weird stuff in dreams or whatever. And
it's no, they like
I don't know what it was.
They like euthanize.
It's very anime.
What is it when they put the needle in your eyeball to your skull?
A lobotomy.
Yeah, they do that to them, and then I guess like the main girl, who I think was, I want to say Amanda Seyfried, but I
no, it's not Amanda Seyfried, dude.
It's not.
She's like in other. She has like, she played a movie where she had like brunette hair, but she had like platinum blonde. And
it could be anybody. Yeah. It could be Kirstie Alley for Kirstie all I know.
Kirstie Alley isn't the main character.
The Jenny Craig diet lady.
Sucker Punch.
Eric's looking up Sucker Punch right
dude,
now.
2011, dude.
I saw that movie in theaters.
People do not like it. Why do I remember liking it? Baby Doll was her name. Emily Browning. She was in a...
Browning.
Remember Pompeii?
Do I? I mean, Sucker Punch is not bad, but it's not... I wouldn't consider it like a good movie.
I gotta watch it.
It's just
it
mediocre.
Again.
It's just mediocre.
I really can't remember what movie. I can't see what movie she was in. I don't remember. The Host? That wasn't it.
I think between the Snyder Cut...
Oh, she was in Legend with Tom Hardy, where he played the twins.
Right.
That's where she was in. That's where I remember her from.
The Sucker Punch girl.
Yeah.
I know Jamie Chung is in Sucker Punch. She was in the Dragon Ball Evolution movie as Chi-Chi. She was in... She was in Lovecraft Country as the Vietnamese succubus octopus pussy lady. Remember?
I don't remember that part of the Lovecraft Country.
That was a good episode.
That's like the last episode.
It's like the second to last or third.
Yeah, that's where I left off, was like right before that episode.
Because that was a good episode, but I never watched the last final episode of that show. But yeah, rewatch Sucker Punch. Not as good as you remember. I promise.
I remember really well. I remember 47 Ronin?
With Keanu Reeves?
Yeah, that was like right before his comeback. That was the last stinker he laid on the screen. Yeah. People did not like it.
I wonder if we get Matrix 4 trailer this year.
I'm not even sure. Are they filming it?
I don't know. I just know we're getting Space Jam 2, The Legacy Continue. What is it called? A New Legacy?
A New Legacy.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Man, the future is not looking good for Hollywood.
With,
like the last movie to ever come out is going to be like fucking Top Gun Maverick and James Bond 007 Never Time to Die Again Tomorrow Yesterday.
That movie will never come out.
James Bond?
James Bond will never come out.
What
will
come out first, James Bond or Top Gun?
Top Gun.
And then there's new Mission Impossible still happening.
I mean, that's not even dated. They're going to wait till
they shot open again. Fast and Furious 9, and there was a trailer for it and everything, and that movie is nowhere to be seen.
Movies are going
to
be weird for a while. Movies are going to be really weird for a while.
I'll go to the movies to see Space Jam 2. I'll go out of my way to see that.
Really?
Yeah.
That'll be the movie?
That'll be fun.
Because movies are open here, but we just don't go.
There's nothing good out.
Yeah, there's just
what's out that
out.
I'd watch.
You know what? Let's look at the movies. I would
watch King Kong in the theater. I would watch obviously Dune when that's happening.
I don't even have the Regal app anymore.
Me neither. I think I remember when COVID hit, I deleted it like just off my phone.
Remember the Regal Pass?
Yes, sir. I had a lot of free popcorn, a lot of free corn.
You still have your account though.
Yeah, I never deleted my account. You gonna watch that movie Antebellum?
They don't have it. Oh, they're closed right now. Never mind.
Who is?
Regal is closed.
Check Epic Theater.
Movies near me.
The Cobb Theater.
We can go see Raya the Last Dragon. We can go watch that at the Epic Theater at Lee Vista. Tom and Jerry. Chaos Walking. Mr. Nobody is coming out. That's the Bob Odenkirk movie.
Oh, yeah. That's like Taken, right?
Yeah. There's a movie called Boogie we can go watch.
Oh, that movie has Pop Smoke in it.
And The Father, The Courier, The Croods.
The Croods.
The Marksman.
The Cobbler.
The Little Thing. You can watch The Little Things in theaters.
That's the Jared Leto.
He got nominated for a Golden Globe for his performance, and that is like...
I'm telling you, bro.
Criminal,
it's
dude. Criminal.
It's because there's Hollywood's got nothing going on. So just nominate.
You can watch No Man Land in theater.
I was going to watch that on Hulu very soon.
Very good movie. Good Frances McDormand. plays star a sublime character.
Three billboards in Ebbington, Missouri.
Well,
between movies, games, and television,
there's a lot.
I feel like movies are definitely my least priority right now. Then probably,
I don't know. I think movies are my favorite, or always be my favorite, just because I feel, I don't know, I feel like it's
the one and done. You watch it and it's over.
It's over. And like, I know I've been watching a lot of movies, really good movies lately that have just been like, that came out that recently, like Kid Detective, like that movie is awesome. Like 2 hours of like, it's a really good story, funny characters, like gets pretty dark, but it's overall pretty good. Another Round with Mads Mikkelsen that came out recently. Awesome movie. There's still good movies.
Yeah, he's
you just
in
have
that.
To find them.
He's in that new movie you were talking about earlier.
Chaos Walking.
Yeah, with Daisy Ridley. Yeah,
movie's not good, but I'm sure his performance is fine.
I like Rogue One.
I like Among Us. Bro.
Rogue One or Han Solo or Solo.
Rogue One. I don't even think it's a contest, right?
Yeah. Although Han Solo does have cool Childish Gambino in there.
How far is that taking us?
From a 4 to 5. Shout out to Gambino. I think they're going to start filming Atlanta season 3 and 4 soon.
About fucking time, man. What have you been doing all this time, dude?
He made an album.
Like,
he was in Lion King. He was doing Lion King.
These are all excuses. Come on, dude. He could have made it sooner.
COVID happened after that, kind of.
COVID schmovid.
What year did Lion King come
out? You're in the movie business. Come on, baby. Put some money between those cheeks.
I wonder if he had any involvement on Euphoria. I know Drake and Future did, but I don't know if Gambino did. Wouldn't be surprised, though. Yeah, man. Zendaya is Michi. Oh, Malcolm and Marie. I saw that this year. Forgot about that.
Netflix joint.
Did you see the trailer on Amazon for Michael B. Jordan in some new action movie?
I did not.
I don't think I want to see it. I'm kind of Michael B. Jordaned out until Creed 3.
Man.
Or he makes his inevitable return in Black Panther 2 as a revived Killmonger that becomes Black
bring
Panther.
Bring him back to become the king of Zamunda.
Did you see that in Coming to America? The son's hair is the exact same haircut as Michael B. Jordan's hair. Apparently, they got the same costume designer from Black Panther.
We're going to put his hair on your head.
Yeah.
The same wig, too.
The same wig?
It was a wig.
Was it a wig?
Yeah.
It wasn't a wig. Well, Eric, I guess you can take us out. This was a pretty low-key week.
Low-key, chill week.
Got any closing thoughts for your friends and family? Your friends in Manchester, England?
Shout out to my Manchester, England buddies. Love y'all.
Shout out to the
John's 117.
John 117.
He's up there on the. He's on
the Pillar of Autumn.
The Pillar of Autumn.
AKA the International Space Station.
I forgot to say this, but you know what? I'll save it for next week.
Okay.
Shout out to everybody. Shout out to you listening. We love you. Shout out. Listen to our other podcasts.
Okay. Jordan,
when's that thing that you did, that music podcast that you did? When's that coming out?
I don't think I ever did a music podcast.
You did something on the webcam. You recorded like for hours.
Oh yeah, I'll talk about that next week.
All right. Well, take care, everybody. Remember, rate us 5 stars, please.
Sure.
And leave a review. If you leave a review, we'll talk about you on the air.
Sure.
Live on the air.
Live on the air with Pierce Morgan.
In Glendale, California.
Pierce Morgan's racist.
I don't want to talk about the royal thing, so we're not going to talk about it. So
did
people
we talk
stop.
About it last week?
I don't know. I just don't care. I just don't,
I don't care.
Care.
I don't care.
I don't
either.
Care enough. I'm not going to watch the interview. I don't care.
I'm not watching. I've seen clips of the interview, but I'm
I've seen Oprah go.
I mean, obviously, this is the end, but. There was some rumor going around that Princess Diana was pregnant from a Middle Eastern man. Like, there was a rumor that she was pregnant by a Middle Eastern man before she was assassinated. That's kind of an interesting layer.
She tripped on a big bug and...
It was Magneto. He curved the bullet. Just through that tunnel and then...
Wasn't there a movie that did that?
Watchmen. The beginning of Watchmen, it showed the guy that killed JFK like behind a fence with a gun or something.
It was the comedian, right?
It was the comedian.
I think the comedian also killed. Princess Diana.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Oh, Star of the Walking Dead.
Star of the Walking Dead. And they changed his name.
To what?
They changed it from Negan to Begin.
Why?
Because it was just too hard of an end. Negan, they didn't want to be associated with that, so they changed it to Begin.
What?
Yeah, and they went back into the show.
I don't believe this.
Look it up. They did it. They did ADR, so now they say it's like, you'll see when Glenn dies, they go, no, Begin!
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Again, they don't want it to be associated with Negan anymore.
But why, though?
Because Negan's close to the word negative.
Is it?
Yeah, they don't want to be associated with negative energy. And
I don't get this.
Whole thing. Look it up. It's on Netflix.
Thanks for your Walking Dead deep dive. You're a Walking Dead head over
there. I'm a Walking Dead head. Love Carl, baby. Go Carl.